Unit 18. Conformity and the Individual. People make judgments about the world and rely on their internal perspectives to determine right from wrong. When asked if 2 and 2 equal 4, those with an understanding of mathematics will most likely agree that the answer is 4. However, when placed in a group, people tend to act differently than they do as individuals, and often feel pressured to conform, despite what they know to be true. For instance, if everyone suddenly began saying that 2 and 2 equal 5, those who know better might feel pressured to betray the truth they know. The results from a famous experiment conducted by social psychologist Solomon Asch, published in 1953, revealed much about how people behave when influenced by a group. In the experiment, groups of students were invited to participate in a vision test. However, what was being tested was not vision, but instead the way individuals responded to social pressures. The test placed one unsuspecting student in a room full of others who agreed to lie about what they saw on an eye chart. When asked to choose between what they truly saw and what the group saw, 32% of the participants conformed to the opinion of the group. The important question to take from the experiment is why people tend to behave this way. Social psychologist Bill Lattaine tried to explain the phenomenon through the social impact theory. In this theory, Lattaine suggested that as the number of people in a group increase, so does the power that it holds over the individual, causing the voice of reason to become buried. An example of this would be the influence of the Nazis led by Hitler during World War II. Many people who at first disagreed with the ideology of the Nazis and condemned the atrocities committed by them folded under pressure of the group's influence. Understanding this power of the group, Hitler was able to take advantage of many people. Besides the size of the group, another factor that also influences a person to betray his reasons and follow the group blindly is the importance that one ascribes to the group and/or the closeness of the relationship with the group. For example, most of us have experienced being a teenager and ascribe to the importance of our friends over all other groups, like family or classmates, and subjected to the peer pressures of this group. However, not everyone falls under the pressure of a group, and those who believe in the truth will always have the courage to stand up and speak it despite the pressures.